We welcome you back to the Nate Wilkie Show. Corey Sparks here with Beaver Dam head coach Nate Wilkie ahead of the baseball team's matchup under the lights against Waupun. Coach, let's start with that one. After being involved with this program for north of two decades, how does it make you feel knowing that this is going to be the first time a Beaver Dam baseball team plays a game under those big bright lights at night?
It's awesome. I've just been excited. And I know the other day I was up there when they kind of the trial run of the lights, and you almost get kind of choked up just thinking of how we kind of came together as a group, and then start communicating with people, former players or business people in town and stuff, and how just everybody, we had like 90 some different groups or people that donated to the project. So it's just it's neat, like growing up in the program and watching the program as a little kid, and now getting to coach the program. It's just neat. And you go by the field, and I still kind of I'm thinking, is this really true? Do we really have lights on our field? And so it's a super exciting time, and really just proud of everybody coming together and supporting our program.
You mentioned the monetary, the donations from the community. The crowd in general has been great this year, especially considering those rough weather conditions. Weather permitting, what do you expect the turnout to be for the first night game, scheduled night game in this team's history?
Well, I think it's going to be crazy. We've got youth night, so then that's always a little bit different atmosphere because you got, kids running around and there's just like a kind of a noise, to the crowd where, you kids talking and running around and, screaming around and stuff. And then I think with the anticipation of the lights, I think there's a lot of community members that I know are coming. And then you throw in the fact that it's against Waupun, who we haven't played in, I think since 2016 was the last time we played them. So I think you throw all those factors together, it could be a crazy environment.
You guys have been on quite the ride the last week and a half. You have a doubleheader against Monona Grove on Saturday. You fall in the first game 19-1, and then this team wipes the slate clean and wins 11-7 to split that series. And then you guys double it up with a 13-3 victory where the offense just exploded the last couple of innings against Fort Atkinson. What does this recent stretch say about the resiliency of your group?
Well, I know that Monona Grove game, that 19-1 game, we had a little discussion after and did a little soul searching. So we just kind of keep telling the kids, we've got a lot of talent and we're capable of doing so many things if we just pull it together. And, I thought you had an option either kind of just fold and just get your butt kicked again or to come out and fight. And I think our kids came out and fought and, we hit the heck out of the ball against Monona Grove that second game and held them. I thought our pitchers did a good job. Boston Damon kind of, really stepped up and battled, which I knew he could do. He's one of our leaders. I think our kids just kind of, see that, boy, when we really put together a full game and get focused and play with some fire and, we're really good. So, last couple of games, like last night at Fort where, like I said, again, we get down 3-0 and, we left a lot of opportunities on base. And then, we just needed one guy to step up and get a big hit and that happened. And then it kind of snowballed and, kind of hitting is contagious. And we just put the fifth inning, we just were hitting the tar of the ball, just line shots and, then executing some bunts and getting some stolen bases. And then they started making some errors. So, yeah, I think, at Monona Grove game, I think, like I said, we played about as bad as you can play. And I told the kids that's kind of an embarrassment, to what we're about, to play like that. And they responded, which I give them a lot of credit for.
Does that kind of feel like a turning point right now? I know it's only been a couple of games since that 19-1 loss, but the offense has found it. I mean, 24 runs in two games is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I hope it is. I think that they were kind of ashamed of how they played, and to get beat that bad, I don't recall a Beaver Dam team ever getting beat by that many runs, and just kind of just a lackluster performance we had. And I said we got to play with pride and. You're playing for yourself and you're playing for your family. You're playing for all the people who put on a Beaver Dam jersey in the past. So it's like I think maybe they took it to heart and I'm hoping they did. And then like I said, it's about coming out in every single game, coming with intensity and like I said, we have a lot of talent and just have to keep playing like we're playing right now.
What have you noticed about Boston Damon's approach at the plate? He's 10-21 the last six games. I know you guys had that emotional win over Wanakee back at home. What can you say about his offensive contributions the last couple of weeks?
Well, he's a three-year starter, and I mean, I've been watching him since Little League, playing and knowing his family and stuff. And he's just a gamer. I mean, he's a baseball kid, and he'll do whatever it takes to win. And last year, at the beginning of the year, he had a wrist injury from hockey, and that I think affected him the first half of the year. But the second half of the year last year, he got on fire, And, you know, he's just very fundamental. He can, you know, I think he just set the record or tied the record for sacrifice bunts in a career last night. But, you know, he does everything that he needs to do to get us a win. And that, you know, like I said, when I was stepping on the mound the other day against Monona Grove, where, you know, I mean, everything they hit was, and they've got some studs at Monona Grove, and he knew he was going to battle. Even if we got beat, you know, he was going to fight and be a leader for us. And that's what Boston is about. He's a great kid, you know, hardworking kid, and he, you know, he loves the program. And, you know, you need, you know, a bunch of Boston Demons on your team to be successful.
Boston's one of those bats that's really come alive. Eli Bryant, Zach Shave. Now you guys are facing up against a Waupun team that's 12-1 heading into this matchup. They've scored 10 or more three games in a row. What's going to be the emphasis when it comes to limiting that offense or even getting in a shootout and taking them down?
Well, you know, we don't know a ton about Waupun. I mean, you know, you read stuff about them and everything, and we haven't seen them and whatever, but I think they're going to throw a pitcher, a left-handed kid that I think has good off-speed stuff, so we'll have to have a good approach to the plate. You know, we can't be chasing curveballs in the dirt or whatever. And, you know, if we play fundamentally sound, you know, if we get good at bats and, you know, if our pitchers throw strikes and we play sound defense, you know, I like our chances against anybody. So, you know, I expect it to be a good game. I know they'll be fired up to play us, and I know our kids are really jacked up to play them again. And so it should be a good game. But like I said, if, you know, we control the things we can control, I think we'll be all right.
All right. Coach Wilkie, thank you very much for the time and best of luck against Waupun.
Thank you.
That was Nate Wilkie ahead of Beaver Dam's matchup with Waupun under the lights. The Beavers and Warriors face off on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.